Bandwidth and Hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone. Hello and welcome to Bagel Tech News. I'm Kyle Swagger, filling in for Ewan Rankin. It is Wednesday, February 2nd, 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So we've all been saying for a long time that, yeah, Bing's a pretty good search engine. It does pretty well. Well, there is a reason for that. Bing seems to be copying Google's search results. Yep, you heard me right. Google's actually been running a kind of operation to see if it can actually catch Bing in the act of actually stealing its search results, and it thinks it succeeded. What they've done is they've taken a manually ranked page for a certain usual result term, and Google watched to see if Bing picked up the same random inserted results. Guess what? It did. Unbelievable, Microsoft. Can't believe that they're actually stealing from competitors, but it does give you and me a new coin phrase. Hey, let's bingle that. Well, Canada, we feel your pain. We really do, honestly, Canada. Unfortunately, our Canadian listeners, due to the country's Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission, better known as the CRTC, have passed a new bill saying that it will force internet service providers to switch to a so-called usage-based billing. Basically, that's metered pricing. What you're going to do is pay a flat rate every month for the standard internet service, and then on top of that, for every gigabyte you use, you're going to be charged for every single gigabyte over that. God, Canada, I am so sorry to hear this. Hopefully you guys can fight this out. I tell you what, it's democracy at its finest. Sometimes the wall of garden is beautiful, it's blooming, and then sometimes it's just frustrating. Kind of like this. Apple has rejected the Sony Reader app. Basically, what they told Sony is that they will not tolerate apps that access material purchased through external content stores. Interesting choice of words there, Apple. Last I remember, I do have an app on my iPhone called the Kindle app, and it allows other purchases... never mind. I don't want to see that app disappear. Staying on a bit of iPhone news, Visa has come up with a contactless payment for your iPhone over in Europe. What it is essentially a little dongle that plugs into the bottom of the thing, and it allows for NFC payments. Now, I think it's a nice idea. It looks really cool on the iPhone, I must say. But our world is so much on our smartphones these days, I don't know if I really want my wallet there too. Google has taken its Street View cameras and brought it right into some of the world's best museums, giving a stunning high resolution of all the paintings that are within these places. I mean, we're talking an 18-month-long journey for Google. It's brought 360-degree tours of some of the best museums in the world, including like the Smithsonian, the London Natural Museum. It goes on and on and on. The best part about it, the pros, I would definitely say you don't have to pay that entry fee, and it's just like being there. The cons, hey, now anybody that wants to steal these paintings has got a full layout of the museum. Staying on a bit of Google news, Google Music and the web-based Android market could actually be announced tomorrow. We've heard rumors for quite some time now about this, and actually according to the Android AMI blog, they're saying that the Android market is fully ready, it's fully functional, and could be launched tomorrow. The Google Music thing we've been hearing about for over a year already, so I don't know what's taking so long. Google, come on, do it! Apparently, a blogger in Kuwait is being sued by a local restaurant for posting a bad review about the place and about its food. Now, the restaurant in question is asking for the blog to be shut down and is demanding more than $17,500 in damage. I don't know. With this restaurant, why don't you guys just save a lawyer's time, save the money too, and put it back into the food? It's obvious it sucks anyways. Asus has come out with the Lamborghini HHD external hard drive, and it comes in 500 gigabytes or 700 gigabytes of storage. Now, the 500 gigabyte is going to run you about $120, and the 700 gigabyte, $140. Now, I know, Lamborghini, great, great cars, but unless I got one parked in my garage, there's no way I'm giving this much money for an external hard drive. So you're a big TV watcher, you do a lot of channel surfing, you're thinking, I stopped on this, I wonder what this is. Well, now you can, thanks to this little app called Into Now, and essentially what it does, it listens to a few seconds of audio, it can detect what you're watching, give you information about what you're watching, and then if you have a Netflix account, it can actually add that into your queue. It is an awesome little app. Now, unfortunately, right now, it's only available on the iOS platform, but we are hearing an Android version is coming very, very soon. Just hang on. And finally, are you a fan of Kraft single slices of cheese. You know, honestly, I couldn't live without them. Well, you might find this interesting. Before they actually hit your sandwich, they've been housed in a 70-year-old mine. Now, this place is compacted with cheese. In fact, right up to the ceiling, it's kept at a 36 degrees Fahrenheit, plus being 100 feet below the ground. Even more interesting, right next door is still an active mine. Yeah, there's still explosions going on. So the next time you see a bit of limestone in your cheese, now you know why. If you got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it to us at BagelTechNews@gmail.com. You can also follow us on our network website at BagelTechNews.com. You can also find us on YouTube and Twitter at BagelTechNews. Now, Ewan will be back with you tomorrow to get you caught up on what's happening in technology news. So until then, hope you have a great day, and thank you for listening. On with a bit of more Google news now. Google has taken its cameras from the street and brought it into some of the most elegant museums in the entire world. What they've done is created high-resolution paintings. High-resolution paintings. That's an amazing achievement, Google.